It is a great pleasure to welcome on the Blues Zeppelin, an artist from Ontario who's making his first European tour, and he's at the very young age of 23. I'm talking about Spencer McKenzie. Spencer, welcome to the Blues Zeppelin.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. And you released a wonderful album last year called Preach to My Soul on Gypsy Soul Records. And it immediately was nominated for the Blues Album of the Year. That's pretty amazing.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Great to hear our hard work paid off and was recognized.
Yeah, you're a young guy, and even at the age of 17, the Maple Blues Awards recognized you with the New Artist of the Year Award, and that was in 2016.
It was the Maple Blues has always been a, I'm sure as you know, even a fantastic event.
So what's it like to be in Europe now? I mean, this is your first trip, you're gigging, and I guess you've had some time also to see some sights. I know you're in Amsterdam. How's it been?
Yeah, right now I'm coming to you from just outside of Amsterdam. So far, we've played a show in Germany, but mainly we've been playing in the Netherlands. We earlier in the month we played the Moulin Blues Festival, which was really great, and then also played in other parts of the Netherlands, like the Moulin Blues in Oostbol. And then we played in Zwolle and then even Eindhoven. And we had a little break in the middle, so I went on a little extended vacation just to really embrace Europe here. And then coming up, by the time you're listening to this interview, we'll be playing our last show of the tour. But we have a few more festivals coming up, and it's been really great. People know how to get it done over here. We've received nothing but great support, and hope we can come back.
Yeah, you know, European venues really do treat musicians very well.
And even just hospitality, it's great no matter where you go, and everyone just wants to have a good time.
Yeah, we opened the interview by playing a track off of the album Preach to My Soul called Baptized by Cold Water. What's that about?
Yeah, Baptized by Cold Water, it's not about baptism. It's not a religious song in that matter. To sum it up quickly, it's just, it's really a protest song about some of the things that were happening and still are happening with pipelines being built on indigenous reserves. And it's just really a protest song and a cry out to that.
I also want to mention that you collaborate with your father, Richard McKenzie, on writing the songs. Is that the lyrics or is that also the music?
So my dad doesn't really play an instrument, but he has a great ear. And he writes a lot of lyrics. So sometimes he'll come to me with a few ideas and I'll write a song off that. Or sometimes he'll come to me with like a song almost hashed out. So we work on a lot of great songs together. Even some songs don't make the cut, some songs do. But it's really great because he'll come to me with a song, sometimes just like a poem. And then I'll kind of have to make it fit or add or subtract things. So it's a really unique way of writing. And then I also do write myself. The song Can't Do Right on the album is that's solely written by myself. But yeah, he is my co-writer. It's the best way of saying it.
That's cool. That must be pretty neat for your relationship.
Oh yeah. He likes to say some fathers and sons hunt and fish and play hockey. We write songs.
Cool. Let's hear the title track of this album released in 2022 called Preach to My Soul. What's the title about?
Preach to My Soul, being the title track, really just is about paying homage to the ones that came before you. And no matter whether you're doing it intentionally or not, we're always doing that. So that's really what the whole album relays. But I would say that this song in particular is really about that.
Back with Spencer McKenzie here on the Blues Zeppelin. Spencer is joining us from his hotel room in Amsterdam. He's currently on a European tour. And Spencer, you mentioned about influences in the song Preach to My Soul. Let me know, who were the influences that got you to where you are today?
Well, I could sit here and talk about influences until I go blue in the face. But, you know, being a guitar player in the blues community, some really big influences when I started were people like B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix. But this album, I would say, for most of it, has more of a blues rock vibe. And I would say it leans more in the direction of guys like Joe Bonamassa, Gary Clark Jr., et cetera.
You know, Spencer, I saw you last summer at Trois-Rivières Blues Festival in Quebec in August, and you were playing acoustic, and I had never heard you play acoustic before.
Yeah, it's a that's a really unique festival, and it's an amazing opportunity, especially because I live in the Niagara region, so it's quite a trip we make out, and they always try to give you as many gigs as possible for making the trip. And before our main stage performance, I was booked playing solo, and I have my Gibson Hummingbird I just got, and playing blues guitar solo is a really vulnerable thing to do, because you're soloing and you're still having to keep time and back yourself up. So like I really enjoy playing it. I think I can do my songs justice, but sometimes I watch guys like Steve Strongman or Colin Linden, and or even guys like Harry Manx, all these guys who just absolutely kill, and I try to do the best I can, and I was glad you were there because I knew you were really appreciating it.
Yeah, very much so. Speaking of Steve Strongman, the next track we're going to hear is a cover, a Paul Simon cover called Paranoia Blues, and it features Steve Strongman on lead guitar.
So this song, Paranoia Blues, I always try to choose covers that people really don't think of, because the blues standards are great, but there's a lot of versions. So I like to bring light to some songs that people might have not heard. Oftentimes I've had people come up to me and say, wow, that's a great song you wrote. And I, of course, could never take credit. But this Paul Simon song, I believe, comes off his first self-titled album. And it's kind of a bluesy tune, because when people think Paul Simon, they think, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, or of course Graceland, which of course is a great album. But this has a bluesy riff to it, and it had a lot of slide guitar in the original. And a guy that can play slide really well, and a guy I've always looked up to for years, is Steve Strongman, who I also saw in Trois-Rivières as well, that same festival. But yeah, this is one of the two covers on the album, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay, I'm back here with Spencer McKenzie. We're going to close the interview. But Spencer, you've accomplished a lot in very few years. You're still a very young man. How can listeners find out more about you? I assume you have a website and social media.
Yes, I do. If you like what you're listening to, you can go to spencermckenzie.ca, or you can just type in my name, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, or come see a show. Go to my website. You can see where we're playing, or you could go get a CD. And I hope to see you out there and even to connect via social media.
Yeah, you know, Spencer, it's a great joy to have you fly with me today on the Blues Zeppelin.
Appreciate it.
working hard to make reality a lot less painful. This is the Blues Zeppelin. Just literally seconds to land the Zeppelin. I want to thank Tom and Kathy Dwyer, producers of the new film documentary Frank Bay, All My Dues Are Paid. Thomas Lecoyer, the festival director from the Blues Rules Festival, and Spencer McKenzie. See you in a couple of weeks. Free Julian Assange, support community.